Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. It's the breakfast huddle on Thursday morning. You're with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. Time for the bigger picture.
Well, this is something we were anticipating and building up from the start of the week, and we've called it one of the most critical events for the Fed in some time.
Yeah, it really was a big deal because it feels like we're at a bit of a turning point.
It was, and this is the first time the Fed has actually released its updated projections since December. So a lot was focused on what they would say, and like widely expected, no interest rate hikes until at least 2023, and a bit of an upgrade for the economic outlook, also inflation outlook and the unemployment numbers. Markets liked what they saw, and we saw Wall Street rallying. So let's get some help to read between the lines with Mitul Kotecha. He is the Senior Emerging Markets Strategist at TD Securities. Morning, Mitul. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. Mitul, help us to read what Jeff or Jerome Powell has been saying. He was walking quite tight walking rope or fine line, trying to balance between saying too much and not saying enough. So he's typically trying to walk the balancing act and try to convince investors there is no need to raise rates yet. Were any phrases that stood out for you last night?
Well, I mean, I think the as you mentioned, it's a fine line, but I think the Fed Chair Powell was being dovish, and overall the statement was quite dovish, and that helped equity markets overnight. It's certainly likely to help equity markets in Asia today. At the same time, he didn't push back on the move higher in U.S. bond yields, and that again suggested the Fed is fairly comfortable with this. But of course, growth was revised sharply higher. We have a $1.9 trillion stimulus package that's going underway in the U.S. COVID cases are going down, vaccinations are going up. All of that points to a fairly strong recovery. So it's no surprise that the Fed revised higher its growth forecast. But as you mentioned earlier, the fact is that they're still showing no inclination to tighten policy well out until at least the end of 2023.
Yeah, Mitul, let's recap some of those projections. So GDP for this year expected to increase to 6.5%. The previous reading was around 4.2%. And you have the unemployment rate falling to 4.5% from around 6.2% right now. And you've got inflation. They are looking out for 2.2%. So factoring all that in, what does this mean for markets as well as inflation expectations when you have, you know, a recovery pretty much being priced in?
Well, I think what it means is that the U.S. economy will outperform. We have a Fed that's remaining very dovish, unlikely to tighten policy or taper for a long time. We have fiscal stimulus that's underway and probably followed by a big infrastructure package in the next few months. All of that suggests the U.S. economy will do well. Equities are obviously reacting to this, and I think that rally in equities will filter through into other markets. At the same time, it just probably means the dollar may be on the front foot as well. And I think with U.S. yields continue to move higher, we may see the dollar continue to rally in the coming weeks, in our view. So overall, it's a positive message for the markets and the economy, but there clearly are some worries about inflation. We're seeing inflation measures moving higher. Fears are rising that the Fed may not have inflation under control or is being too loose with inflation risk. But we don't see that being a sustained concern. We think in the near term, we may see inflation moving higher, but it shouldn't be a problem for the Fed.
Yeah, Mitul, looking at the bond yields, they are pushing near 14-month highs, around 1.6%+. And there's been this tug of war between growth and tech stocks versus value and cyclicals. Is this now going to pick up even stronger with what's happened with the latest Fed meeting?
Well, I think the value rotation is still underway, and there seems to be more legs on this. And clearly, we have seen tech stocks underperform. What's clearly happening here is, as U.S. rates are moving higher, the cost of funding, the discounting factor is also becoming higher, and that's resulting in some pressure on probably more highly valued or to some extent even overvalued some of the tech stocks out there. Whereas the value stocks themselves, the stocks that will benefit from reopening and stimulus, are the ones that are probably still going to do quite well in the next several months.
And Mitchell, no, broadly, we are not expecting any rate hikes through at least 2023. But I think it's worth noting more members are calling for rate hikes in 2023. Do you see markets pricing in an earlier rate hike? Where do you see things going? Is that enough to start thinking about raising rates yet?
I think it's still way too early. Markets have already started to price in earlier hikes, but we've pushed back against that. We think it's still premature. We don't see the Fed starting to hike until late in 2023, and potentially not followed up by tapering until maybe tapering in 2023 and not followed up by hikes even later than that. So we think the Fed is the market's overly pricing in hikes from the Fed. And we saw pushback on this from Powell yesterday. So it's unlikely that we're going to see premature hikes.
And Mitchell, looking at what the projections have been overnight, you've got a better outlook for the U.S. economy. What does it mean for emerging markets, especially in Asia?
I think the emerging market outlook is still very dependent on how quickly we can get vaccines rolled out, how quickly the COVID cases go down. Asia's done well in a sense because China's recovery has been very solid, and exports from the region have also been strong. We've seen that certainly from Singapore, but countries like Taiwan and Korea, and of course China, where exports of electronics and stay-at-home goods, medical equipment, have been very, very solid indeed. And we see that continuing in the next few months. But the dovish Fed message, the stimulus in the U.S., all mean stronger U.S. demand for Asian products. And I think what we really now need to see in the region, of course, is a strengthening in consumer demand. That's been sort of the missing ingredient. And we think that will pick up as social distancing restrictions ease, vaccines are rolled out. And it does mean the Asian recovery story should be a solid one as we go into the next few months.
Well, that's promising to look forward to. Mitchell, just to wrap things up, we've been seeing a lot of alternative assets picking up pace and a lot of money being sloshed around. We've seen Bitcoin pushing near new highs. The latest is Morgan Stanley adding to the list of big names backing the cryptocurrency. It will be offering 3 funds to its clients. Where do you see Bitcoin moving for the rest of the year? Is it going to push to new highs?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm certainly not a Bitcoin analyst, but I think, as you mentioned, there's a lot of money sloshing around. The stimulus checks themselves will add more $1,400 to individuals in the U.S. A lot of that will go into such assets, and the equities will benefit. So I think the point here is there is so much money still sloshing around. Policy from central banks is so easy. There's asset balance sheets of central banks are still expanding. And in that sense, you will see money pouring into not just the likes of equities, but assets such as Bitcoin and other alternative investments that are going to benefit from the liquidity infusion that's still in place. So it's hard to see these type of assets not benefiting in the months ahead.
That's right. A lot of NFTs, SPACs and IPOs also making the headlines. Mitchell Kotichar, he's the Senior Emerging Market Strategist at TD Securities. Mitchell, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.